My name is Elle, and this is Unsingular. Hello, ladies. I have to say, I apologize truly for going AWOL. I've been navigating a lot of different seasons in my life, from dating intentionally to actually being exclusive with someone to realizing that that person was a con artist, honestly. But guess what? I'm back. I apologize. We're no longer falling off track. We are going to get the ball rolling, and we are going to produce content that will not only heal us and help us become the best version of ourselves, but would also motivate, inspire you, ladies and gentlemen, that listen to my podcast. All right, so let's get into it. So back in September, I think I shared that I decided to start dating with the intention of being in a healthy, long-term relationship. And that was kind of hard to do because after going through my divorce, I was terrified of being hurt again, especially as a mom with young kids. I really, really focus on protecting my energy so that my boys do not feel any kind of tension, negativity, or feel unsafe. So I started this dating intentionally journey where I basically signed up for Bumble, Hinge, and I would really try to pre-screen my dates. I would look for people who were specific about wanting a long-term relationship. I would go on a couple of dates. And unfortunately, I met somebody who I didn't realize was essentially utilizing the dating platform to attract women like myself, essentially to prey on them. And, you know, no offense to these people because we're all on our own journeys. But the truth is, as single mothers or as single fathers with that responsibility of protecting our kids, we have to guard our hearts and ourselves primarily. Because one thing that people don't talk about a lot is if you are broken as a single parent, if you're facing pain, if you're facing betrayal, your kids start to feel that energy. Your kids start to feel that shift in the peaceful energy that was in your home. So back to the story, and I'm going to do a part one, part two, maybe all the way to part five, because the crazy thing is when I realized that this person wasn't the person I expected them to be, my initial instinct was I am ashamed. I don't want to look stupid in front of my family, in front of my community, in front of social media, all my followers who were like, oh, look, you found somebody. We're so happy for you. My first thought was I'm ashamed. And it is so effed up because if we're leaving, hold space with me here. If we're leaving in our bodies as people, and the first thing we worry about when we're hurt is I'm ashamed because I don't want judgment, then there's a lot of healing that still needs to happen. And that's something that I needed to be honest with myself about, because I thought that I was in a very different season of my healing. I thought that I was in a much better space of handling my emotions and not differentiating, you know, external sources from my person. However, when I started to feel this sense of shame and worry about what would people say? What would I look like? Everybody already sees me with this person. And that was my motivation to try to make it work. Then I had to stop and say, there's something seriously wrong. And so I really wanted to speak on this topic because I realized that it's one thing to go through a divorce and be public about it and be open about why you got divorced. And it's another thing to give your heart to somebody again. And I think that that's something that a lot of single moms and single dads struggle with, because you see people who have been married 4 or 5 times. I think a huge issue there is being scared of going through another divorce. So essentially throwing yourself and allowing the first person who claims to love you or claims to give you that sense of safety to take over your heart. Even when we see the red flags, even when we see the huge obvious red flags, we are so scared of being judged by our communities that we stay in those toxic places and we end up marrying these people. We go through a divorce and it's back to the beginning of the cycle. And that's something that I will really, really hope that my podcast not only breaks that pardon for myself, but for other women who have been through what I've been through. And frankly, other men, because as we speak on this, we tend to focus a lot on females and how sensitive we are to these things. But there are a lot of men who have gone through some serious relationship issues and relationship betrayals who can benefit from this as well. So I'm just going to start with, it's okay to see the red flags. It's okay to love. It's okay to go through heartbreak, because that's just part of being human, period. Like, it is okay for you to give yourself to somebody thinking that you're giving yourself to somebody who's safe, and then realize that that person is not a safe space for you. It is okay to pull yourself out of it. No shame. Forgetting about, and frankly, if you're in a community, if you're in a family, if you're in a space where the first thing people do is pass judgment on you because you've separated yourself from something that was unhealthy, then we need to redefine our communities. We need to redefine the people that we are closest to. And, you know, when I started to notice those negative things in this person, my first instinct was, again, shame. And then I started thinking, I need to open up to people that I feel are my confidence, people who can really understand what it's like to go through divorce, go through heartbreak, and try to open your heart to love again. So I opened up to some really close friends of mine, and I got different advice based on what they felt and what they've been through. And until I picked up my laptop and started blogging about it and accepted that that was not for me, I couldn't be set free from that. So I think another thing is realizing that it's okay to open up to people, and it's okay to go to your healthy coping mechanisms to deal with these things and not give up on love, guys, because I'm telling you, 2 days ago, I was done. I was, I can't, I'm just going to be a nun. I'm just going to, you know, be that woman who was once married, has 2 boys, dedicated her life to raising her boys and building a brand, and just never met anybody. That was my mantra 2 days ago. I had to wake up out of that and realize that that was not my future. That was not, those were negative things that I was starting to speak upon myself, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't embracing them. So in this part one, I just want to highlight those fears, those worries that a lot of single parents go through, especially when it comes to opening up again, physically, sexually, opening up, giving yourself to someone else, your heart, being vulnerable with them, and just really stopping to say, you're okay. You're just human. You're just desiring the same thing that people who are married, never been married, or are dating are desiring. You're just worried. You're just extra worried because you have young ones that you have to protect now. And then you also have a world who's looking at you like, well, you've been divorced, so are you going to make this work, right? And I think when we just start with, it's okay, it's my story, I get to tell it, it's my journey, I get to walk it, then we're already on solid ground to make those decisions for ourselves. So I really hope that this episode inspires you and helps you to just kind of think about where you're at in your dating journey, whether you've been married, divorced or not. Even if you're just maybe someone in her later 30s or later 20s who's been dating for a while and you're worried about what everyone is saying, just hold space and remember that this is your story. This is your journey. You get to live it, and you better love it. You better not be 75 years old regretting every decision you made. So you better make sure that as you're walking this journey, you're making those decisions consciously. You're making those mistakes and learning and understanding that that is your story. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys. It's so good to be back. I will be recording every single day this week to play catch up. I love you. Let's stay plugged in. Bye.